Test.
Yeah. I got my second shot yesterday morning, so I have exactly one bar of energy.
I got you.
It was weird. I felt pretty good. Yeah, thank you. All day long, like, I was really anticipating feeling poorly, and I felt okay. And then I was leaving work, and the left arm where I got the injection just, like, went dead. If I lifted it over, like, 45 degrees, it was like, yeah, this hurts. I was like, oh, good. Thanks, arm. I didn't need that one anyway. I can make it home with just my right arm.
Yeah.
And I did.
My coworker got her second one Monday. Came to work, you know, all good, on Tuesday. Like, Monday afternoon, mm-hmm. she got it. Tuesday, she's like, yep, I feel okay. It's not a problem. And then apparently, last night at starting like 8 p.m., doom set in.
No.
So she was off work today. She's like, I got no sleep. I couldn't do anything. She's like, I just hurt all over. I'm like, oh, fantastic.
If there was any chance you weren't already on my enemy list, Craig, there you go.
So it may get worse. Hold on.
I don't know what happened to me today. I got up and had a headache and was dizzy, like, all morning long. So I took the day off because I couldn't do anything. Like, just constantly dizzy.
That's no good.
Yeah.
All right, so Ian,
I'm sorry, I don't like it.
What happened last week on Massinger?
Oh.
Ray has to open the channel, too.
I'm getting there.
Was there even an episode last?
There was, but I don't remember who went home.
Mm-mm.
Oh!
That makes two of us.
Was that the douchey YouTube brother?
Yep, one of the Pauls, and whichever one they guessed the other one, and he's like, I'm not that one.
He's like, you thought I was Jake? Bleh.
Well, of course we did. You guys are like gross clones.
Yeah, you're the same freaking person, you chump. You're famous for no good reason. Go collect your Pokemon and shut up.
He plays Pokemon?
Yeah, that's his thing now. He's a Pokemon collector.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah. He's one of those weirdo quote-unquote celebrities. It's jacking the price up because people are now, you know, doing stuff that he does.
Mm. Classic market inflation techniques.
Yeah. But what you gonna do?
Yeah.
When Hulkamania rains down on you.
It comes riled over you, brother.
Brother! Good stuff. Well, Ray, you don't want to be downtown today anyway. Not that you
That's
go downtown.
That's generally true, but what happened today?
Well, today was a health day for for the students, so they were all hammered downtown on their day off.
Yeah.
Like, I went down to comic book store to pick up my Immortal Hulk comic, and I could hear the back deck of Cafe 210 from two blocks away.
Right. I don't understand how 210 has been so open. Like,
I just think they don't care, and we don't shut them down. So.
Right.
Yeah, it was hopping today.
Hooligans.
Yep.
Don't they read the news?
No.
Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. We're causing a fourth wave.
Yeah, and Michigan.
Michigan and Florida, but they're like, it's always Michigan and Florida.
Yeah. But yeah, we're in the top five of doom places. I'm like, fantastic. And, you know, Center County is, you know, the doom of the doom places. So,
yeah,
you know, what was it last week?
Or around zero.
When we hit that, you know, New York Times list of cities you don't want to live in, and State College PA showed up. I'm like, oh, we made number, what, seven, I think, in the country. Of bad places to be for COVID. No way, Sam Ryan ain't asking Patch nothing. I will just falter along and make erratic guesses about what things do, and I'm going to stick with it.
Just throw wild conjecture out there.
That's right.
Sorry, that's just so reckless that would crack me up, but it's totally inappropriate.
Here's what happens. You fire power, the board shuts off completely, the game reboots, it tells you, why did you do that, you jerk, and then Polaris shows up and you lose.
That was too esoteric, but I liked it.
Good times. All right, let's roll this ahead.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
True believers, welcome to the 288th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Bean 15. How are they doing?
Pretty good.
What's up, all you cool cats and kittens?
Wow. It's like I'm listening to, like, Wolfman Jack.
Everybody, what's going on out there on the airwaves? Wolf Man Jack coming at you. How are you cats and kittens doing? Here we go.
I don't want to encourage you, but that wasn't bad.
Yeah, seriously, what are you going to come across a Wolfman Jack impersonation that good off the cuff? That was gold.
Thanks. Thanks. Like, what a great audience. All right. This week, 4-7 to 4-14, Ian's birthday in the year of our COVID.
Woo-hoo.
At least I think it's the 14th.
Yeah, it is the 14th.
All right. That's what I didn't think I was wrong. I'm usually wrong, but I thought I had that right.
Right.
Over in your 5-day 4-star crash!
Oh, wait.
I was like, on the 2nd was O-O Domino. That one was hard for me. I think I had to play it 10 times.
I was unsuccessful.
Domino. Oh, yeah. I had to play three times. Yeah, he punched a bejesus out of me a couple times.
Yeah. That was unfun.
Yeah. I could not stop that green from punching.
Yeah, I barely lived with a tiny little bit of health left when I finally did win it. But yeah, I think I played it at least 10 times.
Nice.
But finally,
I ended up giving her boosts, and that was when I was able to pull it off because I was getting tired of it.
I had to use boosts. Number next, though, which is today, much easier because it's Marika. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I haven't played
easier
yet today, but I'm sure she's absolutely dominant everywhere she goes. So,
and I think, like, today, I think my first move was a critical. So, like, immediately I had all kind of AP.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, how about a critical? How about another critical? I'm like, yeah, I love them. Roll them up. So that was good times. And number next after that is MODOK versus somebody.
MODOK. Really stretched that out, dude. That was something special.
It was a question until I could look at the graphic and see if I was right. Because I'm like, oh, is that really right? Yeah. Oh, apparently it might be versus Peggy.
Okay.
Peggy? Storyland. You got Lost in Time is running. That gets you Fist, Dark Beast, Scotty number 5 shards. Placement is Big Pun and some God Doom. Followed up by Deadpool versus, which gets you Deadpool, Big Pun, those Doom shards. Placement is Thing and some new character shards. Then introducing new character will be running. And that puzzle gauntlet's still there. Did you puzzle gauntlet?
It's hard. I can't always think of exactly who I need to solve some of the ones where you need that amount of color.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's great. It's a new challenge every time. I really, really, really love it.
Yeah, there are some times that it tells me stuff and I look at it and I'm like, oh,
I finished it up a few days ago, and I left this in the listener comments, but we'll do it now. I wanted to give a shout out to Sluggo because his comment, it was not on our podcast, but for just under the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. He had a whole bunch of suggestions for the puzzle gauntlet and a ton of helpful stuff in there. So if you're having trouble with any of them, look up what he suggests, because help me out.
Oh, good. For sure I will.
Good deal. There you go. In the PvP land, it is the Wheels, Wheels, Wheels season. Bow down before the God of Thunder is running. That'll get you Thor, Medusa. Placement is Miles and some Okoye shards. And in the simulator, you can get some Scott, Battery Man, and some Cindy Lou Who.
So you mentioned the God of Thunder, which so I'm going to derail the podcast.
All right.
On a totally different. So my friend out in California is a huge fan of the band Kiss, right?
This we know.
True story.
He has in the last several weeks, he's been having a bracket. A bunch of his friends who are really into Kiss have been doing a bracket, and we've been whittling down like the best Kiss song, okay, out of the top 256.
Uh-huh.
And we are down to the final two.
Is Love Gun in there? Ooh.
Love Gun got no. Love Gun got annihilated fairly.
This list is bunk.
It is.
I'll shoot you down with my Love Gun, baby. I mean, what other better lyric can you need than that?
I really, if we knew the top two, then I could tell you what better lyrics.
Yeah. So it is God of Thunder, which is what made me think of this.
Love that song.
Versus Cold Gin.
Ooh.
Those are the top two songs that are paired off right now as we speak.
I gotta go with God of Thunder.
Ah, see, I love Cold Gin. That is a great song.
I know, but when I saw that, when we had the first tour with the makeup back on, and I went and saw that at the Civic Arena in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And they had like the extending stage. It was like on a boom.
Right.
And he extended way out over the audience and was just cranking away, you know, and there's fireworks. Oh, I cursed. And there's fireworks and stuff going off. And it was just, and he's, oh, it was fantastic.
Right.
That were the fireworks.
When we saw them in residency in Las Vegas, he actually was on wires, and they floated him up above the audience to a platform that you didn't see before. So he was, like, way up above you doing it. So,
yeah, it's like, it's awesome, and he's so good.
He put on a good show.
You wanted the best? You got the best. I think I still have that t-shirt.
Anyway, that's it. I'm done derailing.
Okay. Let's go to the news then. Hey, we got a new character.
Sweet. Tell us more.
Hey, it's a 5-star Switch.
Oh, right on. That sounds like a great addition.
Yeah. So, she got Switch.
So you're telling me that 5-star White Vision is right around the corner?
It could be.
Oh, I don't hate it.
5-star Switch is purple, blue, and green. Here we go. The purple power. Welcome to my reality. Ian, this power is right for you. It's a bargain. It is 3 purple.
Whoa.
Choose a tile. This power becomes chaos magic. Its color is the chosen tile's color. Passive. At the start of the turn, if there's fewer than 10 tiles in the power's color on the board, convert one team-up tile to that color. Friendly powers deal 2% extra damage for each AP you have in this color. As you level it up, it will convert 2 tiles away from being team-up, because I know Ray will love that.
Yeah.
And it will do you an extra 5% damage per AP you have in that color. That's an interesting power.
That was a lot of power.
Blue, debilitating hex for 9 blue. This one's wacky. Choose a tile.
Because the first one was conventional?
Well, this one's also wacky.
Oh my goodness.
Choose a tile to become a 3-turn countdown tile. While it's on the board, the target's powers are lowered by 4 levels to a minimum of 1. And that enemy takes 45% more damage from friendly powers for each debilitating hex tile targeting them.
Wow.
Passive, whenever you make a purple, blue, or green match, increase that tile's duration by 1.
Nice.
As you go up in level, you are making it a 5-turn countdown tile, increasing damage dealt to that enemy by 55%.
For each hex on the board.
Yeah. And you're reducing their powers to level 1.
Right.
Oh, he says, hold on, it's not choose a tile, it's choose an enemy. It clearly says choose a tile. Choose
60% at level 5.
And 60%, yeah.
Holy moly.
Dang it, Patch, tell the people in California to get their crap together. I'm going to have to go out there again.
You're never going to be allowed to fly. Have you seen your COVID beard?
It's awesome.
You look like a deranged drifter.
That is a true story.
You are no fly list all the way.
That's probably also true. I mean, people always told me I looked like a Mexican drug runner to start with on my driver's license picture.
You do look shady.
So, and I'm supposed to go get a new photo ID at work because the one I have is like 2 years expired. And I'm like, I can't get one now. I can't have that picture forever. the green power, mystical feedback. This is a passive.
Okay.
At the start of the of battle, in every turn, if one does not exist, create a 1-turn repeater tile that does a little bit of damage for each charge stored on it, then remove the charges. When an ally takes damage, a charge is stored on this tile. Allies take 20% less damage for each charge stored on it to a maximum of 80% less damage. As you go up in level 5, the repeater tile does 491 damage, reduces damage by 40%. For each charge stored.
So the only way to get charges in it is taking damage? Is that how I heard that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But you'll keep taking, so as you have lots of big cascades, you'll keep taking less and less damage as those charges build up.
Right.
Or if they fire a bunch of powers, the way I read it. I would ask a question, but I'm stubborn and said I'm not gonna.
You may ask one question.
No dose, Patch. I said I wasn't doing it. Rare Ian will have to ask a question if they want more clarification.
Oh, no, I don't. I could barely follow what you were saying, and it sounded like the best character I've even heard of.
And she said, it seems super fun. It seems wacky. Yeah. I want to try it.
I give it 2 thumbs up.
I don't know. It seems like her powers are weird and do weird things like we haven't seen before. It's exactly what Scarlet Witch should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds fun. Totally worth trying. Release event starts the unusual Scarlet Witch cover store. Starts on the 8th, ends on the 18th. That get you a chance to get the switch there. The Wanda Maximoff Limited Vault runs the 15th to the 20th. There is a special Paint the Town Red legendary store that you get a token for in there and a Throg. And the Paint Sweet. The Town Red, that's running the 15th to 20th. 15% chance to get Wanda, to get Daredevil, and to get Carnage Prophet of Null.
Mm.
That's an interesting threesome to put together.
Yeah.
Are they all red?
They are.
Okay, there you go. Solved. You're welcome, everybody.
Ah, Patch is saying that there could be some hidden Easter eggs in the animations. So look ahead, people. Be prepared.
Sweet.
I want everyone to have them all spotted by next week's show. Release in Deadpool Versus. That's again run 8 to the 13th. She's in some shards and placement rewards there. Introducing Switch runs 8 to the 15th there. Featured event, Heart of Darkness and some progression there. Versus God of Lies, the Loki shards in there. And then her event is called Please Stand By, running the 11th to the 14th, rewarding you tokens to that unusual Scarlet Witch cover store.
I have a request that you not call this lady Switch, because that only makes me think of the 3-star.
Yeah, it's all the same to me.
This needs to be Wanda.
Can we just go with the Witch called Wanda and just use that every time?
As long as it's not for both. I would like a distinction. I'm easily confused.
So, there you go. She seems super, super interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to try and see how that plays out. But that's all I got in the news world, except what we were just talking about, where don't come to PA. We're chock full of the COVID here. Whoa. I don't know what Patch just tried to do, but man, like some code just showed up in the screen.
So, Samurai just exploded.
Oh, is it Samurai? All right, I thought Patch had said something else. Go ahead, Ray.
So I do have a couple things from Perondiac.
All right. I remember him.
Local news number one. This is local news for him. The Florida Panhandle woman. There was a Florida Panhandle woman and her daughter being charged with cybercrimes for tampering with the homecoming votes and making their daughter the homecoming queen last fall. The mother worked for the school board and had access to all student accounts in order to facilitate this move. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is.
That is a hometown hero right there.
That is fantastic.
Local news number two. This is local news for us. Not to be outdone. A Pennsylvania woman is being charged with making deep fakes of girls on her daughter's high school cheerleading team and sending them to the head coach in an attempt to get her daughter to be the head cheerleader.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yowza.
Man, people are the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
I support 0% of both of those stories. I'm sad. Let's get back to this game.
I was just worried about how sad is your life have to be where getting your daughter to be more popular in high school is like your greatest achievement in life.
Right.
Come on.
In a completely disingenuous way.
Holy smokes. Can't you just throw raging keggers at your house on the weekend and get your buy your kids popularity that way? Man. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Ian, all right. Hit me with your top three.
Oh, my goodness. Top three. Oh, this week's top three is music videos. Once upon a time, you used to have to make a video to go with your song so it would get played on the MTV. I was taking some time to go back through and figure out which three. I based all of mine 100% on the video. I happen to enjoy all three songs, but it was all based on the quality of the video.
Sure.
The number three that I did was Wicked Games by Chris Isaacs.
Mm.
I enjoy that song. It came out when I was 13. The internet hadn't been invented yet, but I had a TV in my room. You guys can do the math.
What a wicked game.
That song has been...
Man Jack, dude. You're killing that.
That song has also been covered by a few people who know what they're doing. Like, I can't think of who covered it right off, but it's not... Like, I hated Chris Isaac when that came out, but... It's grown on me. Like, music in general.
Didn't Chris Isaac give vocal lessons to James Hetfield?
Yeah, and I had never forgiven James for that.
Okay. I really enjoyed that song, so there you go.
Cool. Ray, why don't you be number next.
Okay. So my number three, and again, yeah, this is entire. I mean, I like the song. I really like the song, but entirely based on the video, "Sober" by Tool. That Ooh. Video was creepy and weird and unique. I love that video.
Yeah.
Yep.
That video was.
That was different.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good eating right there.
Man, I think I went way more mainstream than you guys.
Well, that seems likely, but.
Yeah. That's your life, dude.
I enjoy both those things that you just mentioned, though, because, man, that Tool album, that thing was stellar from start to finish when that.
Right.
Holy totally smokes. Agree. My number three is the, you know, the old classic. I went with Thriller.
Yeah. It is a classic.
That was the like, you know, the video that, you know, it blew up ridiculous. And they played it, you know, it was like 14 minutes long, and they played it every 15 minutes on the MTV. Like, it would finish, they would go to commercial, they would play the Buggles or something, and then come back and play Thriller again.
I thought it was great. It was a great song. It was a great video. It was a great album.
Yeah.
My little brother used to get really creeped out during Vincent Price's speaking parts, but other than that, it was awesome. No, that made it even more awesome.
Midnight hour is close at hand. all right, what's your number two?
My number two is Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim.
Oh, I love that. That video is fantastic.
Christopher Walken is awesome.
Hey, I'm going to skip ahead of Ray for a minute. My number two is Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim. That Christopher Walken dancing around?
Yeah!
Amazing!
Yeah, that guy is pretty excellent.
Man, you could get with this or you could get with that.
I could rewatch that video over and over again. That video was fantastic.
We did.
Nice.
That's true.
We used to watch that at work every day.
Well, all right. Well, Ray, why don't you sneak your number two
sure,
in there?
My number two went in an entirely different direction.
Nice.
MTV premiered this video late at night because it was so disturbing. It was like, and I don't remember how old I was at the time. 15-ish? 16? I don't remember. I'd have to look it up. But Metallica's One.
Oh, yeah.
Based from, it had scenes from the movie Johnny Got His Gun, which, yeah. Don't watch that movie. That movie is so depressing. But yeah, that video was impacting. Like, I think I had, like, I watched it really late at night, tried to go to sleep, had dreams about it. Just amazing. Like, yeah. The video is disturbing.
Well, the video is depressing enough at 2 minutes long.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, 2 hours long of that movie.
Yeah.
Good movie.
And at the time, that was their only video. That was it.
Nice. Ray enjoys disturbing music videos.
I do.
Check.
Only if they're from Germany.
The hit musical Ants, Ants, Ants.
Germany's most disturbing music videos.
Where were we? I got lost in that. Oh, yeah. Chris Craig in there. So we're to one number one, aren't
we? Yeah, what you got?
Nice. I'm going to finish it off with one of my favorites to watch, because not only is it a fantastic song, but it's a great parody, and there's like a whole story in there, and it's Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yo, yo.
Yeah, I love them doing the 70s Starsky and Hutch shtick, and it's just a fun
video. Yeah, the mustache there is really what completes that look. Yeah. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that was. Plus, I love that album. Yeah. Solid work by the Beastie Boys.
Sure.
Ray.
So, strangely enough, my number one is
a
Grammy. What? No.
It's incredibly
disturbing.
Think
it's disturbing. I don't know. It is a Grammy Award winning Best Metal Performance in 1993.
Jethro Tull?
What's that? Jethro Tull? No. In 1993, Nine Inch Nails won for the video for their song Wish.
Hmm.
And I really love that video. That video is fantastic. It has, I can't remember his name, but the guy from, I can't even remember the band. Never mind. I'll just stop. I can't remember anything.
The guy with the name, he's got a face and some arms.
Hey, man, nice shot. Filter.
Filter?
Yeah, the guy who went on to do Filter was his drummer at the time, or guitarist. I don't remember, but he's in the video. And it's just a fantastic video.
Nice.
There you go. My number one is the immortal classic to me. It's Take On Me by A-ha.
Wow.
That's a good video.
I love that video.
An even better song. Yeah.
Fantastic video.
Yeah. It's got an iconic feel to it.
And the Family Guy cover of it is also amazing. good times. And I have one honorable mention for me.
Go for it.
It's You know, they spent a million plus on this video in, whatever, 1992. But is GNR's November Rain. Gives you a whole story of what's going on.
Yeah, I guess. I my problem with that is it was so overplayed. I got so sick of it.
Sure, I can't argue with that. But you know, it's been 30 years, right? Yeah. It's time to move on. But
no, it was it was a good video.
I mean, like the first half dozen times I saw it, sure.
Yeah.
I have a couple honorable mentions as well. I could not put two Nine Inch Nails videos on my list. I thought that would be bad. But the video for Hurt is amazing, and I saw it first in concert, and the video is basically them in concert. Like, it's the video they showed in the concert. It's your traditional stereotypical Nine Inch Nails video of what is going on. I don't understand all these images. And also something that when I was really on the early 80s, I was into the kind of metal scene, but I got out of listening to Slayer because it was so repetitive. But then in 89-ish, Seasons in the Abyss came out with a video, and the Slayer had a video on MTV, and that pulled me straight back into some speed metal. So I got to give Seasons in the Abyss a good shout out. It's a great video.
Ray took me to a Slayer concert one time. I almost died. just a little FYI.
Halfway through the concert, Ian's like, I'll be in the lobby.
Yeah. My face was melting off. They were rocking so hard. I couldn't take it.
You got to have the good earplugs.
I did. And then I had my coat and Karen's coat over my head tucked into my pants. And I was like, I'm out. I'm going to go see if the security guards will let me sit in the corner.
It was a good concert.
They did. They were very nice.
The security guards?
Yeah, they were. All the employees were very kind.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, everybody before that, Primus and Phil Anselmo and Ministry, excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Good old Primus. Really wish I had seen that Willy Wonka show.
That would have been awesome.
It would have been.
Nope, teeth. I don't think my ears ever stopped bleeding.
I regret not driving all over, the Northeast to go see that show.
To go find that show, yeah.
Oh, well. Ian, what you got at the quiz show?
Let's see if I can remember what I asked first.
Do you have a troll for Aaron Rodgers? Because that apparently is what you do during trivia now.
Yeah, what kind of weird world are we in where you can have fun and act like a normal human on Jeopardy? That's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not going to stand for it. You are not allowed to talk or break or have any sort of. You just answer the questions. Shame on him. It's a disgrace. Trebek is barely cold. They're already disgracing his name. All right. Did I ask you guys about Jarvis?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was a member of the Royal Air Force. If that's what I asked you, that's the answer. If it's not what I asked you, then Samurai got it right.
Then the answer to the next week is the Royal Air Force.
The Royal Air Force. But let's try this week. So this week's question takes us back to Captain America, the First Avenger, and he is about to plunge headlong into the ice and be trapped for a good number of years. Right before that, he makes a date with Peggy to go out dancing. I would like to know where they were planning on going.
Wow. Okay.
Because it comes back up in, I think, Civil War and then again in Endgame.
Well, they finally get that dance.
You know, yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah. So there you go. I'm going to be done with that segment and let Craig ask about the mail.
All right, Willie, what you got in the mail?
All righty. So over on the MPQ subreddit, Jordan from Jersey, we'll see if I can get through this. Jordan from Jersey says, wait, 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 wait. Hold the phone. You can't just mention buffalo-flavored pierogies and then just move on to another topic like it wasn't the single most exciting three-word phrase that any of you have ever uttered in your lives. Puzzle Warriors 3 is dead. Long live the Pierogi Warriors 3.
Did that actually come up last week?
Yeah.
Yes. And we just revisited it because it was after that Slayer concert.
Right.
We went to the only bar open near our hotel and ordered buffalo-flavored pierogies. Oh, because we were talking about the Hershey Stout in Yuengling.
Right. Oh, I got you, yep.
Oh, and how aggressively chocolatey it is, super fresh out of the tap.
Yeah, it's super aggressive.
So that spawned off a conversation where Stinkbomb said, I'm so on board with the Pierogi Warriors 3 that if this game ever dies, it's what the new podcast should be called. I'm willing to never fight any of you in PvP to keep this alliance alive. The cause is greater than my PvP score. Jordan came back and said, I love it. Honestly, attack me all you want. I never look at the names anyway. That's the game, right? And Stinkbomb said, that is the game, but again, this pod is greater than the game. And Jordan says, fair enough. I had to quote that. I mean, that is
High praise.
Pierogi Warriors 3 it is. And to answer any questions, yes. All it is regular cheese-filled pierogies tossed in buffalo sauce. It was exquisite.
Oh, we'll have to have Perondiac run our site.
Perondiac now at pierogiwarriors3.com.
I also got another comment from Stinkbomb that said East Coast Girl Scouts have these green tea iced shortbread.
What?
He's like shortbread dipped in matcha?
I don't know. He said green tea iced shortbread. He says it's fantastic for half a cookie, and then you don't want any more.
Oh, like the key lime Oreos.
Right.
Yeah, like all the special flavor Oreos.
He says, I feel like it's the methadone of Girl Scout cookies. Then there's the girl that did all the cookie reviews for Mike Rowe and called the Toffee-tastics a gluten-free, flavorless wasteland.
That sounds accurate. You said gluten-free.
Right. I miss the shortbreads that had the lemon glaze on the bottom. I don't remember that at all, but I'm not into Girl Scout cookies, so I wouldn't be surprised. He says, there's a separate lemon shortbread cookie that the Girl Scouts of America tries to peddle as a revised lemon shortbread. It is bad. It should not be sold. If you you know that if you take a lemon head and you bite the sweet sour shell off and you get that sort of pithy sweet and bitter inside, that's what it tastes like. Blah.
That was very pointed.
Yeah,
I really liked it. What a hard line on lemon flavored shortbread.
Now, source, he says that his daughter is a Girl Scout and he's been peddling these cookies for 5 years. So there you go.
Nice.
And Perondiac also had something on the Reddit. He said he's been thinking about writing up a thing on a team-up structure, but didn't want to tip my hand because I see a bunch of teams not structured right, and I'm okay with that, especially when they mess up Gritty and Polaris, which I line up the way the way it's said, Gritty and Polaris. So you've got Rocket, Kitty, and Polaris. I can't say enough about the structured teams, but I'm not mad if people don't set them up right in their PvP play. And yeah, I get that. People not setting up their team right gives you a little bit of advantage. I have seen that as well. So in any case, there you go. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up. Let's see what I got going on here. Ooh. All right. The 3 stars. Gamora is boosted. She has a bargain on her red. It'll do a lot of extra damage, and it only costs 5? 5. That's good. Battery Man, his red and blue are going to do more damage and more AoE. Quicksilver. I feel like his green just does some direct damage, and then when the blue goes off, it does some AoE. Yeah, that's got to be it, because the other one's a tile swapper, and I don't think it does damage. Sam Wilson, recently reworked, so that his shield power does damage, so you'll get a little more damage out of that. And when he boosts his tiles, they'll be boosted a little better, and the shields will start a little stronger. Good for him, he's got a lot going on this week. Busy guy, with his new show and everything. She-Hulk, boosted. She's got some red, I think it's AoE, with some board shake, but the AoE will be boosted. And those strike tiles that she steals and enhances will be stolen and enhanced better. Let's see what is here for me. 4 stars. Black Widow, the Infinity War version. Her lights out does a little bit of damage, so that damage is up, and her burst healing is going to be improved. This is, I should have looked. Oh, Super Skrull. I get it. Took me a while, but he's got attack tiles that are boosted, AoE that is boosted. His tile buffing is increased, and he also has some protect tiles that are going to be boosted this week. He's got a lot going on. He's super. Drax.
Thanks for asking.
Boosted. What? What?
You said he's super. I said thanks for asking.
Oh, I get it. Sorry. You're worst. Oh, his red and black damage are boosted, and the strike tile from his secret weapon is boosted.
Recently reworked.
Drax recently reworked? Yeah, he was, because he was, yes, I do remember that. It was just so recent, it kind of slipped my mind. Yeah.
That secret weapon power used to really never do anything.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead is boosted. She's got the green AoE that's going to be boosted. She's got some true heal, and her red damage is going to go up for her thermonuclear whatever. And lastly, Rogue is boosted. She's got the second half of her green does amazing amounts of damage, and she does some okay damage with her red. Both will be boosted this week. Let's see what sort of potential wisdom could be passed on. 3 stars are mostly amazing, and the 4 stars are super meh. Super meh, you say? What about Rogue? She seems nice. I heard someone use Negasonic Teenage Warhead once.
Yeah.
Greg seems to think she's cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. So there's Chairman Meow, and he's hiding because he's scared of a thunderstorm. Poor guy. I hope he's okay. But anyway, that's who's boosted this week. So listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Let's go to the Jersey Shore and head over to Team Up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
I knew there was something else. I was waiting for something else. Couldn't remember what it was. All right, the team up this week, as I mentioned, I don't know, last week, week before? I don't remember. It's mentioned by Joe, a.k.a. Ashy B of the H-Squidge 2 Alliance.
Wow, my.
It's going to be fun every time I say it.
Jeez.
Its team up time is for the daily Big Enchilada in the Daily Deadpool. It's a pretty straightforward team, and I bet a lot of people do use this. It's not quite what I use, but it's really similar. He goes with a 4-star Rocket and Groot at a 5-5-3, 3-star Deadpool, however you want to play him. Doesn't matter. He doesn't really, you know, it really doesn't matter. And either, depending on what you got, either a 3-star or 5-star Thanos. Either one you play is going to need to be at a 5-3-5. It's pretty straightforward. You've got Rocket that ups match damage. You've got AoE, Thanos' AoE that just sweeps aside whatever's left as soon as you take somebody off the board. And you use Deadpool once a day to make sure you get them Deadpool points for the whales, whales, whales. At one point, I maxed out my Deadpool points, so I stopped using this. And then we had a couple of those events where I had to, you know, I had to whales my way through.
Well, your way to get that token.
Yeah, so I need to work this team back in so that, you know, I can get those whales points back up. So, in any case, that's pretty simple. That's what I got this week. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. And it'll clear that node, the 6-wave node, or 6-person wave. Yeah, whatever. Really easily. So, Rocket, Deadpool, Thanos. And again, it's fairly useful. It doesn't require a 5, so, you know. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
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 I just wait till, you know, when you get to your last two fights on the right there, you have to use the, you know, the person.
Right.
I just always use 5-star Thanos. And then the first match, I use 3-star Deadpool. And in the second match, I use 5-star Deadpool. Just to get both of those rewards in every morning.
Oh, nice.
So...
wise.
There you go. Holy smokes, we're opening tokens.
That seems reasonable.
Ian, did you open Steam?
I did. I'm ready to go.
Hey, I'm not.
I'm not either.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ian. In fact, I left my iPad in the other room, so I'll be back.
I'll go extra slow. Hold on, I gotta open Steam, Craig.
Oh no!
I'm just kidding, it's fine. It's a 4-star. Hey, it's Sandman. I don't know if I haven't maxed it. I'll see if that's useful. I'll open a second token, since I almost never do that.
All right.
Let's see. What's this guy do? He's, looks like... Worthy Cap.
I've got the...
Why don't you go next?
I got 6 of them, so...
Nice.
First one is Power Man 5000. Second one is Dark Beast. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Third one...
You don't have him, champion.
I do not. Third one is Thwip-a-Pow!
Thwip-a-Pow! Yeah! That's my boy.
Then we got Safari Joe. It's going to be no five stars again. Wiccan, that's a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it is all for... Oh my god, a second Safari Joe. That is sad. Sad times.
Ah, that's good eating. Thanks, dude.
Get my Safari Joe up to level 307.
Your suffering fills me.
Hey, thanks for saving me some fives.
Yeah, they're all for you.
That's pretty nice. All right, how many do I have? It looks like I've got seven.
Ugh.
That's a pretty nice handful. First one is a four-star invisible woman. Oh, I clicked through way too quickly. I got some bonus shards, and I have no idea how many. We'll have to look at that later. All right, number two is Domino. Number three is another four-star MODOK. I hear that'll be useful here in a minute.
Very soon.
What are we at? Number four? There's a five-star. And it is Sting Like a Bee from a Yellow Jacket. Number five is Mordo.
Mm.
Numero seis is a Cloak and Dagger, Child of Darkness.
Nice.
And finally, a second five. Yes!
You're the worst.
That shrinking feeling for my Yellow Jacket.
Nice.
Man, two Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, super happy about that. So that gets my Yellow Jacket up to a 3-4-4.
Wow.
And I got to check my shards on my... It wasn't a huge amount of shards because I don't have enough to level her. So I don't know how many that was, but there you go.
All right. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Hey, Ian, did you watch the Falcon and the Soldier this week?
I want to say yes. Was it awesome?
I enjoyed it.
Okay. If it was awesome, then I remember watching it. If it was not awesome, I didn't see it.
I just remember the one comment that they're getting on his private plane, and he was like, look, I'm a Baron. And I'm like, oh, finally, somebody's a Baron in one of these shows. Mordo never gets to be a Baron. So that made me laugh. It made me chuckle that he had to point that out to them. But good times. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The soon-to-be-named network, you say. Soon-to-be-named network.com. It is our podcasting network. You can find this and many other great shows on the podcast network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, and we have a complete archive of all the shows, current and gone.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No.
I think I'm good.
Don't want no short show. That's all right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PossibleWarriors3.com.
You are the absolute worst.
Hey, Ray,
you deserve a third Safari Joe.
Ray already has to bleep out things in this episode, so why not? Comment, suggestion, shoot him at Ray. He needs things to read. He gets bored today. Go click on the Amazon banner, buy something, give us a little love, keep this show on the air, and or, you know, go to the Patreon and do that. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah, I should mention that. So, yeah, the patrons, I went through and did all the taxes, right? It's April.
Yeah.
And, our patrons are able to provide us with enough funds to keep clearing and keep us in the black for this podcast. So,
all right.
Really Woo! Do We've appreciate it. Like, really appreciate the support for the podcast.
Yeah, much.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough that I can consider myself successful. I'm finally successful. Exactly. Professional podcaster.
And we've got Donkey Teeth asking that I should just put unnecessary censoring in the episode just to spice it up a bit.
Just to pepper a whole bunch of bleeps.
Good deal. Anywho, that's it.
What?
Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, hey, you know that guy? Yeah, that guy. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good.